first chabur I gave was on the Shimon Ches Sid Beis. And now I'm going to talk about the Shimon Ches Sid Ches. Shemot Paskin's Ein Shliach Adlar Aveiru. Miu Men HaShliach Eino Bar Chiyuva. Yesh Omad HaMashaleh HaChayev. It's a sugim besat the Baba Metzvid of Yom HaBeis. Adkan. So we have the famous sugya of Eshtil Advar Aveir comes with more than once, but certainly here's one of the places where it comes up.
Versus Shinmem.
Shinmem Ches Ramos Siv Ches. That's where we're starting. Right. There are some Maram Makobas that were given out, actually even written out in some nice handwriting, but
came out again.
Those who want to take the Maram Makobas, feel free. So now, for those who learn the sugya, I'm going to say it again, Torah Shabbat Peh. The sugya is a mesach, the kiddush, that membeis and membeis. The other thing about it is a svara. Divri a rabbi, divri a talmud, divri a mishon. What does that mean? The question what it means precisely, but in general terms, what it means is that if one man says to another man, do this, and it's sinful behavior, you're not supposed to listen to the person told you to do sinful behavior. To the Rav, he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. This guy said, yes. So therefore, he shouldn't be doing it in the first place. This could mean one of a number of things. It could mean that the person, the Mishalech, thinks the Shliach not really going to do it. A few other things. We're not going to go into all the problems. The Sma, that's not in our Sima directly. We're not going to go into it in great detail. However, so the Gemara Mesech, the Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel, and this is what the Maram Makomas indicate. Until it says Mishchut Echutz, the Gemara there seems to derive this principle of Eshtil Varev from Xeris Akasuf. Parshat Chemos, Mishchut Echutz, talks about an individual, that the person, Isha, who he's going to be punished. Who below Sholcho? So the question comes, well, which one is it? Is it a svara, or is it a xeris akasif? Everyone follow me? It's a very fundamental question. Everyone should do a very, they say, I have to know, which one is it? We'll say, who cares? And I might have kamina. Oh. So here we can act, there might be, in fact, two nafkaminas. One nafkamina might be as follows. What's the halacha in the case in which the individual, let's say individuals, to make it easier, a shogeg. They don't know it's an aver. Let's just make it easy. The Meshalech doesn't know it's an aver. The Shliach doesn't know it's an aver. No one knows it's an aver. Neither the Meshalech nor the Shliach is not. Presumably the svara of Divri Arab, Divri Atam, Divri Mishon would be inoperative, right? Because what do you mean? Who should listen to? He doesn't know the Rav said anything. He doesn't know Hashem said anything. Not the Meshalech, not the Shliach. In which case, presumably, we should say, if he found the svara, you should say, Yesh Tichet Varaver. On the other hand, it's Xeris HaKosuf. Yishahu Ish V'lehu V'lo Sholcho. It doesn't matter, don't give me Svaras. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter, the Svar applies, doesn't apply. It should still be Xeris HaKosuf. Ein Shaliyat Varaver. Good? Got it straight? There's another possible Nafkamiya. The cases in Shas of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, this means that the Mishaleach is not going to be punished for an action done by the Shaliach. What's not found anywhere in Shas explicitly, anywhere, is the following question. Is the action done, the sinful action done, by the Shaliach on behalf of the Mishaleach, effective or ineffective? This is known as a Machlokas two days in Tosis, Masechta the Bava Metzia, on the Yudim and Beis. Also on the Maram Makomos, and the Yudim and Beis. That's a poshup shot in the two days in Tosfos. Again, we're doing a little Torah Shabbat Peh today. And look at the Tosfos, and it's a simple reading. Although some of the protagonists on either side want to say, no, both days hold like me, both days hold like me. And it's plausible. The Sheet Mechubetz is even made it a little more than plausible. But the poshup shot still in Tosfos, and the Yudim and Beis and Baba Metzia is, there were two days. Kohen sends a shliach to marry a grusha. Kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. The shliach puts a ring on the finger and says, "Arei at the kudeshes lekohen zeh in the Tabazuka, that's Moshe of Yisrael, are they married or not? The Poshim had their 2 days in Tosis above the Seah, that viewed him in base. One could argue, if the reason for Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira is Divri Arabi, Divri Atam, Divri Mishomet, we can argue, they're not married. A Kohen sends somebody to marry a Grusha for him on his behalf. Come on. Divri Arabi, Divri Atam, Divri Mishomet. The Shaliach has no business being a Shaliach with this illicit marriage. So once again, the Sma says he didn't expect to ever do it, he's joking around, or whatever else, those are details. The marriage should be, presumably, again, so if that's the case, the marriage should be no marriage. It's not a real shlichus. However, if the real source for Eishah Levar Aveira is Exeris HaKosef, Eishah Hu is to be punished by Shluch Shchut Echut, Hu V'lo Sholchom, that's very nice. That's as far as the punishment is concerned. The punishment is non-transferable. You cannot say that if a shaliach does something which is wrong, the mishaleach should be punished for the act done by the shaliach. However, if it's exeris hakasuf, then the limitation is only with respect to the punishment, right? Hayishahu be punished, below Shalcho, is only talking about punishment. The context of Shchut Echot is punishment. So punishment cannot be transferred from a Shliach to a Mishaleach. But it says nothing about the validity of the agency. If you tell them to marry the woman should certainly be married. That's what one could suggest. Why am I mentioning this to you? The topic of today's Chabura is something which when we learned the Sugas of Shliach and Dvar Aveira, the place to learn it was really in Kiddushin. And way back when the Yeshiva of Ish Mekadesh, I believe it was Tovshin Lamed Ches, if I'm not mistaken, 77-78, it goes back a long way, and I was a young Rebbe, and sang Shir on Ish Mekadesh, and...
No, we did. We did Ish Mekadesh a few years ago.
Again.
Yeah.
But this is the first time. As a matter of fact, for historical purposes, you may remember this, that when Rabbi Lamb became president of Rosh Yeshiva, he told us, and Dr. Belkin Zal, he was a real Rosh Yeshiva. He decided what Masechta to learn. He would tell you at the last minute, it was, and he very often would learn the same Masechta 2 years in a row, because the Yeshiva paid for Gemara's in those days. They lived 2 years in a row, but Makamah 2 years in a row, but 2 years in a row. That's how it was in the early 70s. The Lamb says, listen, I'm not that kind of Rosh Hashiva. You decide what to do. So the Rebbe's met. This is in his first year of his presidency. And we decided at the time to make what we call a cycle, which still exists more or less to this day, which means not to choose specific mesechlas, you know, in like an eight-year cycle that they have in some of the yeshivas, but Noshe, Nozik, and Moed, and, you know, and it's going around. Every 6 years we meet, to pick the six mesechtas, and that's more or less going on straight, although there were a couple of exceptions. They threw in someone's an extra Nezikin, threw in someone's an extra Noshim. But aside from that, it's been going that way. And the first choice, the very first mesechta that was chosen under that cycle was Kedushin Ish Mekadesh. That's what we taught, that was that year. So we learned the Sugya, and one of the issues which came up in the Sugya of Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira is a very remarkable psak of the Chazon Ish, Zichrono Livracha. Chazon Ish was, as you well know, a firm opponent of what they call today the Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira is the code word for a sale of the land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew just before the Shemitah. With all that it's supposed to accomplish. Chaznish's main point was it doesn't accomplish anything. Even if you sell it to a Nachri, it's still prohibited to till the soil. There's still Kedusha Shvius on the produce. It doesn't even accomplish anything. That's his main point. But in a later piece, which is now can be found in his Chaznish and Zeroim and Shvius as well, although he belongs to the Zikin, he had another idea. To look, who sells the land? The proprietors don't sell the land. The proprietors appoint the chief rabbi of Israel, and the chief rabbi sells the land. Okay? Ein shliach l'dvar aveiru. And furthermore, ein shliach l'dvar aveiru renders the sale null and void. So the sale is null and void. So there's nothing to talk about. Not because, as others have said, he didn't really mean it. You know, there's no gemurah das. That's, you can argue back and forth. So no, it doesn't work. So much so has that point been held even to this day. The one before, was a certain heta that was used by Rabbonim in a specific case. Not a general blanket heta. This was a Meshasat Chagodol case. They were making spices. And the spices that would be marketable all over the world. And if they wouldn't do that year, they'd lose all their clients. They'd just go, So they had a special heta for that one field. And it was written into the heta that the sale will be done by the proprietor directly to the Nachwin. Because it will be done through a shaliach, they were afraid of this psak of chazanish, of ein shlich advar aver. So when I was giving shir, as a young man, in Ish Mekadesh, I thought to myself that I have a smar to say that this psak of chazanish is questionable. For the following reason, this is my logic. Look, there are two reasons in Sugya for the reason of ancient environment. The two reasons given. One is the initial Gemara, the Membeis and the base of Dibri Rabba, Dibri Tam, and Dibri Mishomim. And one is the Xeris Akosov, who will lo sholcha, well, others make Sufim, not going to the Protim. That's the main concluding Niyot, who will lo sholcha, by Shukhtei Chutz, that ancient environment. So I wanted to make the Cheshun, which I called a Mamon of Shach. Which one is the right answer? Either one of them is right, presumably. The Maskon is one way or the other. And I suggested, Tosi already suggests that if Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is based on Divya Rabba, Divya Tama, Divya Mishomim, should not apply Mishogei. Tosi says that in a number of places, in Kiddushin, in Baba Kama, in Baba Matiya, a number of different places, Tosi makes that suggestion. Because it makes perfect sense, because what Divya Mishomim? He never heard of Divya Rav. The Shliach never heard of Divya Rav. The Mishliach never heard of Divya Rav. They think it's a permissible act, so that then we shouldn't apply the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. If that's the case, it should not apply B'Shogim. That's what Tosfos suggests. Halacha L'Maaseh. That's what's called, if you look at the Ramakamos over here, in Simen Shin Mem Ches, that's what we're learning.
Right.
The discussion over here, whether it applies B'Shogim, it doesn't apply B'Shogim, there's a Shach, and a lot of other Ramakamos. I'm not going to go into the Protim right now. It's not only here. It's most of the discussion is elsewhere. It's in Kuf Pei Beis and Shin Pei Ches. I'm going to start giving you my covers all over the Chosh Mishpat. But that's a discussion. Elamayel said that, no, it's Xeris HaKosov. If it's Xeris HaKosov, then we should say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, whether it's Shogeg or whether it's Mezid. That's very nice. It's true. So assume that, let's say, it's an Issa D'Oraisa to sell the land to an Achri. And this Issa D'Oraisa is Los Achonim, right? Los Sidim Chanoia B'Kaka. So let's say it's a Lav Sheish B'Malkos, let's assume for argument's sake. And Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira will teach us that if the rabbi sells the land on behalf of the owner of the field, the owner of the field will not be loke. Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, he didn't do it. His agent, the rabbi, did it. Okay? That's very nice. We're not in the business of giving malchus here. We're only in the business of whether the sale is valid or invalid. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, if you'll say it's just a pure Xeris HaKosov of Huvalo Sholcho, which is limited to the transference of punishment, the sale itself should be valid. So that was my cheshbon many years ago, as a young magachir, learning Shliach L'Dvar Aveira with Tamid for the first time. This is a famous Sugya Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This is what I came up with, this Mamon HaShach, which I wanted to use to explain why the Mechira in Eretz Yisrael should be valid. Again, the Sugya Shliach L'Dvar Aveira starts. I wasn't going to the Prata to help at all, but just as far as that one Nakuda was concerned, that's what I had said to the Tamid the way back, Topshin Lamed Ches. Good? Fine. That's just my opinion. Good. I thought I'm just a lone ranger. No one else said it besides myself. And whatever I say, I say. We'll fast forward now many years, when I found an interesting sefer called Oral Tzion, by Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. He has a sefer on Shvius, which the library has. And lo and behold, I open it up. I'm reading it now from his Mavo to Shvius, Anav Dalid. He quotes a Goyin to Pesach Frank. Har Tzvi, Yerodei HaTkuf Chav Gimel. Svek Sveka, that the Mechiri works. Some say that even Ein Shnichat V'Aveira, the Ma'aseh is Kayem anyway. One day it talks to the Mechiri Davyut. Some say, B'Shogeg, you don't say Ein Shnichat V'Aveira. Tosfos is Kedushin and Beis. Here the Mochrei Karkos are following the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim think it's permissible. It's Chachon is matter it, others are matter it. And it's B'Shogeg, but it's a Svek Sveka, and the Mechira is Kai. The question was just Pesach. Here's my word. L'chora, this is an Osei. Ve'ev Shalom Ha'af Adifu Medivri Ha'gorn of Tzvi Pesach Frank. She'en Zeh Svek Sveka B'Lvad, Ela D'chuli Alma Tzvicha Mechira Lachul, Af Gav Shesh Kan Aver. Why? Because in Kiddush, Men Be'ez Amid Be'ez and Ha'av Aminam, Divri Rav, Divri Atam, Divri Mishomim. Yes, a kasha from Meila. By Meila, yes, the Dvar Aveir. Answered the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. No, Meila and Tzvicha Mechira. Hashnei Ksuv Mabom Kiyachad Shem Malamdin. I'm Malamdin. Shkut Echutz. Dam Yechashe Elisha Hu. Dam Shofa. Hu Vala Sholcho. It's going to the Gemara. Says up Tzvicha Chacha Ben Sion. Sechwan Lebrochum. Yesh la'ayin in maskon and nishua ha'gamar b'svara the divya rabbi divya talmud divya b'shalvim alo. So Rashi says yes. So what's the biyut? It tells you should not derive from me'ila the yesh the divya aver. So the original svara divya rab is the real svara at the end of the day. But the Ritva says no. He quotes the Ritva and it's a direct quotation. Pirush. Tama the Karminon Shulkein al Arov. Most of the time, that's in fact the reason of Divya Adivya Tabi Mishon. Miu, Dina Doraisu, Kidul Kamon. Dina Raisu means Xeris Akosu. Vafil Hecha, the last of Lai Tama, Don Shushogig, Mechayotse, etc. Muchach Midvarov. Lo Azlina Bosa Atam, the Divya Rav, the Divya Tabi, the Divya Mishon. So far, so good? He say my whole shiur. This same became my top shiur nundal. I said a top shiur nundal. Could be said the shiur before me. It's been printed to them. When you're there, stay in after minis, be machlok azu. Chodali in yin shlich was a dvar veira b'shoge. Be old, lini in b'shlich was a dvar veira ha'masa kaim a bottle. Ti has lini in b'asar ha'tam the dvar ha'rav. Hari b'shoge lo shayab tam zeh. Shri lo yodah shosur. Chaim times they have shlichus dvar aveira ha'maisa tzoliyos bottle. Shem shaleach lo olah b'daylo shi'asam ha'maisa. That's of course the smart version. Vashliach osal das hasam lo al das mishalchem. Fine. Achim zeres akosu af b'shogeg ein shlichus dvar aveira as the Ritva says. But then more than that, the chaim ein lo raya shi'amaisa bottle. Why? Shalei ha'pasuk. Dam Yechashal Yishahu, Dam Shafach, Tu Velo Sholcho, Bishchut Teichut, Eina Malamin Ela Ela Onesh, Velo Lega Bekim HaMaisa, Bifinei Lefi Zeh Yesh Loma Lechoyro, Lo Zul Bilvad Shesh Bedina Didan Svek Segel Lekayim Asa Mechira, Ela De Memana Mishach HaMechira Tzil Mos Kayemis. I literally took the words out of my mouth. I has lead the bus of Taimo, Diri Arav, Im Ken Kan Shaver, Oysa Bishogeg, Hei Mitzad HaShlich, Hei Mitzad HaMashalayach, Lo amin an ench to the varaver, uba hash to the mechir. Vi as lina and bosig, zera sa kosuv. I mean, this bar, the mea posig, le alfina and ele begabi haonish, vol gabi bitla meisen. Im kein av she eshlichos at varaver, me kol mecham a meisen tzol dios kaim, va mechir retoil. Oh, I'm so excited. Baruch shek, as they say not, baruch shek imanti, no? What could be better than that? Chacham ben tzion abba, he was one of the greatest gedolim. He was a bevadis chavrusa, if you ever read a biography, learn shots back and forth, walking from Parat Yosef to the house. Mamish the Gedolei Olam, word for word. I was all excited. Until I looked at the next os. I read Yusuf Dalet and Hey, and I read Yuvav. All of a sudden I said, Gevalt. Gevalt, Gevalt. Ula Behemez Zeino. Not true. Nikvahu v'liel, mashakosa v'rambam perek zayin ilchus v'ilah, halacha beis, and those who have the ma'amakomis, it's on the ma'amakomis. Shenis are v'isur mi'ilah isur acher, k'gon isur achilas v'sar ola, en shliach edvar aveira. Famous, this is a famous Rambam, the sugi knows the Rambam, but if I tell them that they should take, you know, mi'ilah is the exception to the rule, you know, right? That's what we just read, it's the exception to the rule. That's Mila, something else. But Besar Ola, and I send them to Mama Elu Muchach. Shevishlichu Zedvar Avera, Hamaisa Botel. Because the Rambam says that if you send a Shaliach to do Mila in Besar Ola, not only is the Mishaleach Potter from any onish of Sarola, but he's also potter of an onish of Me'ila. Why? Split, bifurcate, divide. Right? For Sarola, I still have dvar aver, but for Me'ila, I still have dvar aver. The only way to explain this, Rambam, he says, is to say that the shlichus is bottle. So the Rambam's on the wrong side of both issues. Rambam says, I still have dvar aver of Meshogi, because Me'ila is a case in point. And the Rambam also says that the shlichus is batel. So they go to the Mamanashach. You're against the Mefurash Rambam. We go further than that. I asked when the Rambam comes to look up the Rambam in Ilkos Geneva, Perek Gimel, Halach Avav. This is the Mishnah of the Melech. What does it say over there? Oh, so shliach lishchot lo. V'shochat lo ha-shliach b'shabes. Hari ha-gonev chayav tashlumei avol v'chamisha. That's one of the exceptions. It's v'ocha o mechoro. Ha-pechir ne-shliach, ha-tfir ne-shliach. So when it comes to Dal V'Heir, it's a yeh-shliach d'var avera. As the Mishnah Levelech, the Rambam is very careful. Every word in Rambam is measured. What did Rambam say? I read it again. Osa shliach lishchot lo. V'shochat lo ha-shliach b'shabes. It's chayav Dal V'Heir. That's the Mishnah Levelech. Also, shliach lishchalo stam, vashliach holach b'shabbat b'shabbes. Rambam didn't say, also shliach lishchalo b'shabbes, v'shochalo vashliach b'shabbes. He said, no. Also shliach lishchalo anytime you want. V'shochalo vashliach b'shabbes. He happened to pick Shabbos. He could have done it on Sunday and Tuesday any other day. Then chalash shlichus. Avol the Mishnah Melech says, if I saw shliach lishchalo b'shabes, came into the gabe Shabbos lo chala shlichus, because ain't shliach dvar aveir of Shabbos. After gabe tvicha lo chala shlichus ayin shom. Hare, to the shaladas Rambam, came in shen shliach dvar aveir, ha shlichus b'teila. It's a chanam for the Rambam. The shlichus is b'teila. Continues Mishnah Melech. Uva emes. Shekein muchach midivi a Rambam perek zayin milchus mila. Halacha beis. Vamed vam amurim. Shereva chatichos mikotshe berek habayis. Avam hoyu b'sar ola b'chayotze bo. Lo mo'al elo ha'ochel b'lvad. Sherei chayo b'yisur acher yeser ala mila. Uva chol antor v'kula. Ein shaliach edvar avera. Elo b'mi'ilo levado. Shlo yis are imay yisur acher. End quote of the Rambam. Mavur b'dvarav. Sh'af sh'b'me'ila yishlich l'dvar aver. Mikom akom im nis are b'yisur ha'me'ila yisur acher. Kon yisur achilas ola en shliach l'dvar aver. Im no mar sh'b'shlich l'dvar aver. Ha'shlichus kayemes. Ela sh'aver. The onish. Lo v'siach chesas l'ma shaleach. Im ken hoya tzorach ha-Rambam l'vsof. Shel inyan achilas psarola hashaliach chayev. Uinyan chimeila hameshaleach chayev. That's what Rambam should have said. Ela korchach. Sviro leila Rambam. Shekeven sheshocho gam achilas ola. But la shlichus. Uchilu eina osa al pi divrei hameshaleach. Ela al pi atzmo. Ken meila gam linyan meila. Hashlichus betela. Lochelo Yischai v'meshaleach afdanim meila muchach midivya Rambam shebemokom shenishtilu v'aravera hashlichus b'teilo. Now we're stuck. We had a great memanishak b'smara. It's against the mefurish Rambam. The Rambam holds yesh that ain't shilu v'aravera b'shoge. Rambam still holds the shlichus is batel. Now it's very nice. Nice shtickle Torah. I said way back on Top Shul Namud Ches, and Chacham ben Tzion said in Tavshin Nadal, then he shlugged it out from a first Rambam. Shtickel Torah doesn't help against the Rambam. Here's my response. If you look at the tour, in Tavshin Mishnah, it's in the Shin Nun. I don't know if you talk about this tour, maybe. According to the Rambam, even if you did a shliach, Mishnah, the Bishabis, Yechai, and Nadal, the Mishnah has tainus in the tour. That Mishnah loves it. The tour got it wrong. Why? Because the Rambam's Lashon, I can't argue with the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam's Lashon, taken by itself, indicates against the Torah. Rambam's Lashon is, find it, one more time. Rambam's Lashon is, oh, it's a Shlicho, v'shachar lo v'shabbos. Sounds very much, it's limited to a case.
Shabbos.
We told the Shech, you didn't tell the Shech on Shabbos. Of course, it's not 100% mukha. The word b'shabbos can refer to the entire sentence. But okay. The Torah says, you name a shliach, the shech on Shabbos, chayev, the ganav, and dalvei. You'd say, big deal. The Torah's wrong and the Mishnah is right. That's what I would have said, because the Lashon's woman would do like the Mishnah. So you look where?
Pirush
HaMishnayis. Last Mar Malkum. Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam, on that Mishnah. It's not the far off of the keys. On the Mishnah, in Paragraph Mishnah base, it's clear as day that even in the case we told him to Shecht on Shabbos, he's still by the principle of Yesh Shaliach Baravir. Often. Yes, I know some of the riskos will say he changed his mind from Pirush to Mishnayis to Yad HaChazaka. We try to avoid that, but maybe it's only pulled out if he says prepares you back that, or you're stuck. Of course, the problem becomes, now that we resuscitated the logic and we knocked out the proof of Keret from Hilchos Ganeiva, we're stuck with Hilchos Me'ilah. We're stuck. Very nice to me to quibble with the Raya of Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shul and Ohel Tzion, and I think we successfully knocked out the Raya from Hilchos Ganeiva for Keret. Get an impression from there that it would say that Yesh Shlichus V'Aravera, notwithstanding, don't do it on Shabbos, which indicates exactly the opposite of Ohel Tzion. But what do you do with the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah? That's an excellent question. That's a question on that. What's pshat? So to answer this question, I'll give you my last Maram Malkum as far as this is concerned. Some of the Ritva got left out by mistake. Some of the editions they have it. I stole, and I said, do me a favor, shekels for me. He's shekeling for me. Tzvach ol mecharo. Ma mechir adei shliach? Atzvich adei shliach. Upnei zeh kosa rabbeinu b'chus me'ila. She'ein shliach l'dvar aveya b'chol atara kula, ela b'me'ila b'levad. All of the farshim es kakash, this is not the farshim es kakash. Everyone has kakash. What do you mean only me'ila? The tzvich ha-mechir, the tzvich ha-shlichus yad, the shorn for good measure in the sugya. What does this mean? No. Zeh dafka tamon by tzvich ha-mechir and shlichus yad shel tzorech ha-meshaleach of du shlichusa. That, in those cases, they did it on behalf of the meshaleach. Usually, that's also no good. Tzvich ha-mechir and shlichus yad. It is attributable to the Mishaleach. But what's unique about Me'ilah and Me'ilah only, you tell him to go Havana, to eat that, have enough from that. Not eating and having enough for me. I can't eat for you. So, you know, if you eat too heavy, can you please eat that orange for me? I need to eat it. That don't work that way. You do it for yourself. That's the Chiddush Neira of Nifla, of Shlichus V'Aveira, where he's doing it for himself. The Me'ilah is unique. Says there are some mail like this. That was dramatized in the Chumila. The Heicha the Ika Yisrachel Lesa Lechai Vawaya De Shlucho. Hainu Kitamon. Shashliach the Tzorach Atzma Asa. Shahu Achola. Ubachiyubu Bechia Gavna. Came in the Machmas Yisurach Rina Romi Ale Lisbona Makovit. Bahainu Mishum. Yisrachilas Ola. Lechain. Says there are some mail. Av im lo amal olecha b'sarola. Kigon shir shar chaticha shal hekash imoem. Su lo poka chiyuva demila gam ke me'olov. V'lo romi rachmon al kasve demishaleach. What's he saying? So we thought that what's unique about me'ila is it telling him to eat b'sarola. That's what changed it. No, he says. Pakert. You tell him, see the five pieces of meat? To eat one of these five pieces of meat. They're all hekdesh. One of them is old. And you choose to eat the old. So the quote of the Mishnah Melech, it's like, Omo lishcha b'shava b'shavis. I didn't tell him to tell the old. It says there was a mech. In that case, we would say, Ein shdiv advar aveira. Not so much what's in the instruction, in terms of what the guy did. And it's unique to Me'ilah, because Me'ilah is doing it for himself. Avol kan, the mishaleach shlocho lishcho the tzorech atzmo, v'ashliach eno barchi yubu mishashlo midal behei, lo miftar mishaleach v'mashe shlocho lishcho b'shabes. I'm not going to be potter, I told you to do it on Shabbos. The otu im mitzaveu lasos od isra acher, shahosu v'alchatoso pesha, Mishum hachi yipotem b'tashlum idal v'hei, zeh lav svara klal. Tzrachti lichtalel l'hotzi mitzvah z'lach mishal ha-melech, v'divri atur mizukokim v'duk. Beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Yom Sameach. Let's chazer again. Me'ilah is unique, different than Tzvicha Mechira. Me'ilah is doing it for himself. Tzvicha Mechira is doing it for me, with all the attendant nafkaminas between these two cases. Now, number one, when it comes to Me'ilah, we'll say that we yesh shlichus d'var aveira only a Me'ilah, which even if he's doing it for himself. But if you mix something else into the mix, such as Isser of Ola, then we'd say ein shlichus d'var aveira, not because I told him to eat an Ola. No. It's a different thing. He's having his own Hanah. He's having his own Hanah. So therefore, by Me'ilah, it's a special unique case, Gzeiras HaKosuv. When it comes to B'sar Ola, there's no Gzeiras HaKosuv. So the entire action that he's doing is attributable to him and to him only. He's doing it for himself. I, the Mishaleach, and I get away scot-free. No Aveira of Ola, no Aveira of Me'ilah either. Contrast this with Dal Vehei. Dal Vehei is doing it for me. That's why it's not included the unique exception rule of Me'ilah, he's doing it for me, that it relates to me, even though we should normally say in Shnil Advar Aveiro. So there we say that I, the Mishaleach, I'm culpable if I tell him to shech the stolen shor oseh. Kavachomer, I'm culpable if I tell him to shech the shor oseh on Shabbos. Oh. So Me'ilah is unique. Dal Vehei, he's doing it for me. We apply the principle of Yeshlich Adivar Aveira, even if you tell him to do it on Shabbos. What we've done now is we've slugged up the raya that the Ol Etzion brought to go against the B'manashach, and therefore I go right back to where I came. The rabbis selling the land in Eretz Yisrael before Shemitah. The rabbi thinks it's mutter. The farmer thinks it's mutter. Even if I think it's usser, and it's a terrible thing that's going on, nonetheless, on a simple level, you have to say the mechira is valid. Why is it valid? Memanashach. If you're worried about shogeg, excuse me, let's pray the other thing. If you're worried about the rabbi, the rabbi, the rabbi, the rabbi, the rabbi, which would knock out the sale, doesn't apply for shogeg. It's before Shatosis in a few places in Shas. Elamai, you wrote with the Gzeras HaKosav of Dam Echosh, the Ishahu, Dam Shava, Hu Velo Shocho. All that does is eliminate the onesh from being transferred to the Mishalech. However, the sale itself would be valid.
Doesn't work as Vechizan Nevezah. Vechizan Nevezah Mishchayev.
Right.
So you say by Me'ilah, that's exactly to that.
What the Mishpat Arsameh is saying is, in a sense, based upon Zen that Mishchayev is the I'm not going to the front of the sugya. But there's a problem. As often is the case, it sounds like we're saying it's perfectly correct, but it's against at least one reason. Here's the issue. When the Orlitz Yon quoted the Ritva, he only quoted the first few lines. Full disclosure, you have to know everything. The first few lines written, I'm reading from the original source. I answer the same. Shani Asam, then Shtilat Maravera, Armina de Mirali Matala de Mirishom, Pirish. Tama Karmina, Shlokein al Arof, Shukein al Arof. Yudina the Raisu Gidul Gaman. By Filuhecha the less alai time, I'm going to show a shogi, but he'll see bazet. We still apply the principle nonetheless. You can stop here, no problem. However, if you look at the end of this long paragraph, where it says as follows. The words are important. The words are important. Viteda, the last four lines. Dafilu b'shogeg shayach haitaima. You know what's going on? Even by shogeg, we should say divi arava, divi atama, divi b'shogeg. How can that be? He doesn't know he's an issur. Listen to what he says. Tanan Arvina, ilu yoda hai shaliach dehektashu lo habile shliach ki divi arav shogeg. Had he known, he wouldn't have taken on the shlichus. He wouldn't have done it. The havale shliach b'toos u'botel shlichuso b'choshev ka'oseh me'atzma b'shogeg. How do you like that? Against all the tosfosim. Tosfosim b'kiddushin b'v'kam b'v'tziyah. All seem to say that the principle of divya divya tam does not apply b'shogeg. And the mitzvah takes on himself to argue on all of them. Aye, what's the logic? Logic is, he doesn't know about it. So on an initial level, you cannot say divi rav, divi atama, divi mishom, because he never heard the rav say anything. He'll tell him the next year, the rav said not to listen to the Talmud. Oh, I didn't know. Had I known that the rav says against the Talmud, I never would have followed the Talmud. He finds out later on, that's the case.
He's going to be amazing.
What?
Or he's going to be amazing.
He doesn't be amazing.
No, they would. This is only b'shogeg. He didn't know.
He doesn't know. He's doing it totally b'shogeg. But he's really doing it b'tos.
Yeah.
Not made b'tos. Right. He doesn't know that it's us.
Yeah, what, what if he knows and he's still doing it?
So therefore the shliach chayav. Of course he wouldn't have done it.
So the shlichus is b'tos shlichuso. V'choshev ka'osa mi'atzo b'shogeg.
So because he wouldn't have done it, now instead of the mishalech.
See, it's worse off.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't understand.
Very good. So in footnote 225, it goes to all our richas. And the last line is, look at Kilas Yaakov, Simon Lamedhe. This is my last Marabakum for today. It's a Marabakum, all for Marabakum. And I'll be with you. This is fascinating. I mean, the Ritva said it. You can't deny it. And I feel a bit bad that Chacham Ben Zion didn't quote the whole Ritva. He quoted the first three lines, which prove my point. We have to have full disclosure. We have to be intellectually honest. We can't just stop after three lines. Because that's the first two lines. The last two lines say exactly against my whole shir. But you ask Akasha, number one, it's against all the Tosfosim. Number two, it's against logic. But when the stipler tries to show why no one else agrees with this ritva, he doesn't just base it on logic, which you did, because he was shalom. It's always good to have the keys to call it Torah. This Yerushalmi is one of Chaim Kadeski's favorite Yerushalmis. He quotes it all the time in many different cases. I've heard of Zilberstein speak about it on his tapes. It's a very interesting Yerushalmi. I'll read you from the stipler. This one cup. In Hakel. Why isn't it written? Kusha limta she's a tosis. A tosis in three places. Benirin. Is he Rishami Truvas Perik Bez Alachal? Ain Torim and Atome Alator. Vim Toram Trumasa Trum. Okay, it's a Mishnah. Says he Rishami, wait. The name of Lo Olsa Daito Lavra de Vetora. Have they Afrosha Betos? Afrosha Betos. He didn't know it was Tome Alator. He didn't know Tome Alator. It's a Puskin Chumash. Who bought La Afrosha? Let's say, and the fresh is bottle because he didn't know it was mitam al tor. Umishani, the imkain nitzes atamavricho menakala elachamuro. Says the staff explaining, did no masha fresh betelo, having tevel gorlo tvei, the tevel ababon misa bidei shemaim, vachilas truma tmeya is only baasei. Lamadim is an amazing yisod. The afal pi the hoyas yoso betos. The ilu habi yoda shu tome lo hayarot zeklal laso so truma. He never would have done this. Nikomako hecha de la acha hamaisa nicha leyosa shi iskaimu masav. Why? The e is batlu goro le tvei. Be worse for him. Kol ki agavna lo misbatlin masa machmasatos me'acha shalafia diyeved nichol etfei b'hochi she is kaimu ma'isav. I mean, Zilberstein's tape, if I'm not mistaken, was told by the situation where a guy bought a ring and it turned out they gave him the wrong ring. They got married with that ring. So I'm going to say it's kedusha tos. That's not a kedusha. Because he didn't want this ring, he wanted the other ring. And they found out later, 5 years later, who knows how many years later, that was when they switched the rings, he had the wrong ring. So Rav Zilberstein had this kasha. He went straight to his brother, Chaim Penevsky. And in one split second, he said, this Yerushalmi. He's much better off having the wrong ring and being married for the last 5 years than the reverse. That's why I first heard Yerushalmi on the tape from Zilberstein. He went to Rav Chaim, and he boom, right off, said this Yerushalmi. Says a stipula. Yim Kain. Ochinami mechol shtirich ba'averik shashtirich shogit. Afal pita l'chat chilo v'adeh lo hayad misrat z'liel shlich ba'averik. Bila v'yoda me'korah. Oya me'kabah z'ashlichus klal, yeah. Mikol mekom b'di'evet shekfo nasa ha'maiseh ho adifo le'yoseh sh'teh ha'maiseh al shem ha'mishaleach u'teh ha'chet v'ahonesh al ha'mishaleach mishenoma sh'ashlichus b'teilo. This been the case, yes, there's a ritual. I'm not denying the ritual. The Das Yochid. All the other Rishonim say against the ritual. Either ritual is right logically. No. This Rishonim, we can say that the ritual is not right logically. So here, take the case, our case in point, with which we began, with which we'll end. So the farmer appoints the chief rabbi to sell his land. And they both think it's mut. Now Mashiach is going to come and say, guys, you were wrong. It's a sale is us, so you should never have done it in the first place. The terrible thing that you did, terrible. It's a good terrible thing. The Shliach should be bottled. If the Shliach is bottled, what happens in that case? Pipshuto, in this case maybe a little bit tricky, Pipshuto. So the Shaliach is responsible. So the Shaliach will get mad. No, thank you. I don't want the Shaliach to be bottle. I want the Shaliach to be chal. Even though the Shaliach did it betos, he wants to be chal. The Shaliach also wants it to be chal because he wants to have the profits from his land and Shvius. Right? So therefore, it seems to me that we go back to my original point, the original Mamadashach, which I was Mechavin. The Das Gedolim. Again, I'm not sure who said it first. I know when I said it. I'm not sure when he said it. I know when he printed it. It was 16 years later. Doesn't mean he didn't say it before me. So I don't want to claim that the first person thought it's Mimadashach in this particular application. But I go back to the Mimadashach. His Kasha from the Rambam Menuchas Me'ilah, we answered. The Mishnah Lamela Pshuto is not correct. as we saw, the Gemara, the Torah is correct based on Pirush Mishnah is Lo Rambam. In which case, the Pshat and Rambam's meal is not like the way the Mishnah Melech said, it's like the Osa Merch said. And that Osa Merch is limiting it to a case of Me'ila. And the Me'ila B'vav, we're doing it for his own sake. We're doing it for the Mishalech's sake, such as Bichon, Ne'raved, Shliach Tziad, and Mechir as a Kagaber, so hold on for the path of the Mishalech. Then we say another Isser wouldn't interfere. Then we say the Shlichus is Kayemes, it's a matter of the Xeras and Kosov. And we say that the Mechira of the land to a Nachri, from the perspective, careful what I'm saying, from the perspective of a Shlichus Marveya, would be Chaldas the Manashach. Again, yeah, those who say they never really meant it, that's a different claim that I can't speak to right now. But the Zarcha to try to defend the original Mavanashach, which is, I suggested, which Ben Abishul suggested and rejected based on Melech Mila, based on the Mishnah Melech. So if the Mishnah Melech is not correct, rather the Torah is correct, you have to say Pshat Yom Melech Ganeva and Melech Mila, like the Mishnah Melech, like the Arsameh said, and the Melech, we can go back to the Mavanashach from before. And we had a Ritva who said, again, the Mamanashach. That is true. So we explained the Ritva to Das Yochid. It's again, Toys to Cholam Akoks. I widen the Ritva right as the Shliach Betals. In place of the Yishalmi and Trumas, that Betals means a relative term. I would not have wanted to get involved in this. That's true, but if the alternative for me is worse, it's not considered to be a Shliach Betals. Okay? Sure. I don't want to take too much of your... Hope not. Okay, not the Muslim. So we're now next Tuesday at 3, correct? Good. We'll discuss that next week.